Hey, what's going on, guys? I have been talking a lot lately about the fact that it is a seller's market and we have a limited inventory, but I haven't talked a whole lot about how that affects buyers and what you should know before buying a house. Number one. Now more than ever, it is absolutely imperative that you get pre-approved before you even start looking at homes. Offers are extremely competitive right now and many homes are selling with multiple offers. So if you're trying to make an offer on a property and you don't have a pre-approval in hand, you are missing the mark and there's a good chance you're gonna be left out. Number two, feel free to shop lenders. Ask around, talk to your real estate agent, talk to other people you know who have bought homes. Not all lenders are exactly the same. Some people may work better with your personality, some may offer better programs for you, and some may be more knowledgeable in the best program that suits your needs. Make sure you check around and find out that you have all of the best options covered before you get into an offer and have to go with that person to make the financing work for you. Number three, understand your budget. Most people don't realize this, but your pre-approved budget is not necessarily going to take into consideration any of the other things that you have to have for your lifestyle. If you love going out for entertainment, if you love eating out for dinner, if you're someone who drives a lot for work, all of those costs are completely ignored when they run your DTI or debt to income analysis. That doesn't impact what they pre-approve you for at all. So make sure when you find out what your pre-approval amount is, you know what your payment's actually gonna look like so you can appropriately budget. You don't wanna necessarily look at the very top end of your limit of what you can buy because you might find out you become house poor, which means you've got a great house, but you can't afford to do anything else. Number four is understand your closing costs. Most people don't realize that closing costs are up for negotiation. Most people think the seller automatically pays it. Some people think the buyers automatically pay that. It's really kind of dependent on how you structure your offer, but you need to understand what your closing costs are and how much they might be so that when you do structure the offer, you know exactly how much you can or cannot pay for that property. Not only that, like I said earlier, there are so many multiple offer situations right now that if you have to go in and compete competitively, being able to pay some of your own closing costs versus another buyer who thinks the seller is just gonna cover them all may help you out in the long run. Make sure you understand what those costs are gonna look like and have that budgeted and ready to go so if you need to come out of pocket, you have the ability to do so and be a little more competitive. Number five, get a home inspection. Doesn't matter if it's new construction, doesn't matter if it looks like it's been greatly maintained, doesn't matter if it's newly remodeled. A home inspection is absolutely something you should do. They only cost about $400 to $500, and they're gonna go through everything in the property to make sure that you know the most that you can before you get into it. Not only that, they may uncover some things that we can negotiate repairs for. But guess what? Everything that comes up on a home inspection isn't necessarily gonna be something you need to worry about. Not only that, there's no such thing as a perfect home. There are going to be problems that are shown in that inspection process. Talk to your agent ahead of time, kind of know what to expect as normal or not, and have that ready to go so that when you get that home inspection, you know how to move forward and do things the right way. Number seven, why do I continue to miss number six? I don't know, but we're going with lucky number seven. Negotiate. Don't be unwilling or unbendable on anything. Like I've mentioned, this is a seller's market, so you're probably not gonna have as much leverage in the situation as you may have had in the past, but as a buyer, there's still things you can negotiate on. After you get the inspections done, negotiate on repairs, but don't be so unbending that you're unwilling to move forward if the seller isn't gonna take care of some of the smaller things that may come up. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to go along with everything they say, but make sure that you're giving and taking a little bit while you're going through the process. Number eight, budget for maintenance. As I said previously, no home is perfect. There's no such thing as a perfect home. And even if you found one that came up with the cleanest inspection you've ever seen, there are still things that are going to have to be maintained as you own a property. Make sure you're setting aside an appropriate amount of money to actually do the maintenance items that you need to do. Buying air filters for the house, cleaning out different places, re-upping the insulation, I don't know why I can't think of the word for that, on your refrigerant lines and different things like that. owning a home is an investment that you have to take care of. So make sure that you're setting aside money all the time to maintain items that could go wrong. Not only that, there's gonna be bigger budget items like a roof or a furnace or a water heater that over time, you're gonna have to be ready to replace those as well. So make sure that you're not spending everything just on updates and not setting aside money for maintenance. Number 9, understand your timeline. When I first start working with a buyer, I sit down and do what I call a buyer consultation. We go through the entire process of buying a home, getting pre-approved, what their timeline looks like, everything that's going to be important to them. And one of the most important questions I ask is, do you have a home to sell or are you in a lease? Because you absolutely need to understand the timeline of purchasing a property. If we're sitting down today and we're going out and looking at homes, there's a good chance that it may take some time before we find the right home that you're going to purchase. Typically, on average, that's about a 10 to 12 week process. So even if you start looking today, it may be a couple months before you're ready to put in an offer. After you make the offer, closing times are generally gonna be about 30 to 45 days. Sometimes as far along as 60, just because of the volume of all the transactions going on right now. After that, if they're holding possession after closing, you may have additional time that you have to wait. So if you're in a lease situation or you're in a position where you have to move within a certain timeline, you need to know and understand what that timeline looks like on the front end so you can plan accordingly before you put an offer in on a property. And number 10, the most important one, is find the right agent. I've talked about this many times, but all buyer's agents are not created equally. It's real simple for the consumer to find homes online right now. So don't rely on somebody who's gonna say, hey, I'll set you up a search, I'll keep you informed of what's coming on the market, all of that. That's one aspect of what you need, absolutely. But you also need somebody who is knowledgeable about what's going on with local customs, as well as people who understand your timeline, your needs, and can help you through the process to make it as stress-free as possible. Not only that, as I've mentioned before, you may have multiple offer situations. Money's not always going to be the most important thing that that the seller's looking at in those offers. Multiple times I've actually had buyers who haven't necessarily had the best offer, but because I've got great relationships with the agents who had the properties listed, my buyers were able to come out on top. So always pick the right agent before you make an offer on a home. These are just some of the things that you need to know as a buyer when you're thinking about buying a home, but they're probably the most important things that you should discuss. If you're thinking about getting into the process of making a move, I'd love to have a conversation about how we can help you get in the right home as stress-free as possible.